That's good news.
Critics of the president's education policies, however, are wondering if the higher graduation rates are due to lower standards in public schools. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has announced that Interstate 95 is finally open throughout the entire state. Crews worked for 2 days to restore a bridge that was damaged by the floodwaters. McCrory added the death toll is now officially at 24. More news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, it's Angie. You know, I cannot tell you how many compliments I get on my hair now. I've never had great hair, I'll be honest with you. We started using it on my daughters as well because they had a lot of damage from the swimming pool, and it looks great. So let's hear from Hope first.
I love my hair.
Hope, how does your hair look now?
It's shiny and it's soft.
All right, and now Faith. Faith, you're 7. Your hair is so thick and beautiful and long. How long is it?
It's like to my waist.
All right, Mom, you do the girls' hair every day. You put it in ponytails for school, so you saw how bad it was over the summer. What do you think of the girls' hair now?
It's more silky. The consistency of the hair is a lot healthier.
All right, I'm telling you, Ovation works. It works for me. It works for my girls. Ovation Cell Therapy, I think that's the secret. I use the 3-bottle system. There's a formula that's just right for you. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Click on Angie Austin, Daybreak USA at checkout, and get a special introductory discount, ovationhair.com.
We will continue to use precision to accurately attack the enemy and to minimize any impact on innocent civilians.
Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend describing some of the airstrikes taking place on Mosul right now as the Iraqi army launches a major assault to recapture the city from the terrorist group ISIS. The general went on to describe more of the support operations being taken by U.S. forces.
Including air support, artillery, intelligence, advisors, and forward air controllers. But to be clear, the thousands of combat forces who will liberate Mosul are all Iraqis.
Retirees will be learning tomorrow how much fatter their Social Security payments will be. And the good news is, while they will get a raise, the bad news is it won't be very much. A report issued earlier this year suggests a hike of less than 0.2%. That means for the average American retiree, they're going to see about $3 more a month. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll.
What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
The train station in Hoboken, New Jersey, that was the scene of a fatal accident, now back open at full capacity. However, two tracks are still not being used because of the accident investigation. Here's the story.
Riders are noticing the train speed limit reduced from 10 to 5 miles per hour here entering the terminal.
They usually slow down when they come out the tunnel anyway, but it's much slower now.
And folks are pleasantly surprised NJ Transit's able to get full service here less than 3 weeks after the deadly train accident.
It's been crazy the last couple of weeks. It's really kind of, you take it for granted, not having the station and having to go through Jersey City.
15 of 17 tracks are open. The area where the accident happened is boarded up. At Hoboken Terminal, Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
4 people are dead after a tragic accident in California where a drunk driver drove off an overpass. The driver survived. Here's a story from Jason Campedonia.
Officials say the couple is from Chandler, and they are among the 4 people killed during the crash. The other 2 were from the Los Angeles area. The couple had been attending a motorcycle event at a park when a drunk driver lost control of his pickup. The truck fell about 60 feet onto the crowd below. The crash happened just steps away from a stage where a band had been playing. The driver is now facing vehicular homicide and DUI charges. Jason Campedonia, Phoenix.
A new study says many Americans believe November's election could actually be stolen from Donald Trump. A poll conducted by Politico and Morning Consult finds 41% of registered voters say it could be rigged. USA Radio News.
And we're live in the studio. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host of Hot and Hunted, and it is October 17th, and we have some special guests in the studio today live. We're talking about the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. We're talking about art and creations and all about this great event that's coming up in Flemington on October 30th. As always, when we get started, we like to start with a quote. And since we are talking about art today, we're going to start out with a quote from an artist here from Vincent van Gogh. Can't get much more famous than that. It is not the language of painters, he says, but the language of nature which one should listen to. The feeling for the things themselves, for reality, is more important than the feeling for pictures. Well, that is our quote today about art and really how art means something different for all of us. And we have to focus on the feelings that it brings out to us from wherever we find them, if it's in nature or a particular artist, something resonates with us, and we have to let it speak to us. So we'll be back today to talk a little bit more about that. I'll be able to introduce our guests, and we'll get started. Stay with us here at Hot in Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle here. We're live here at Hot in Hunterdon in the studio. And I know I have to give you the weather, and we're going to get right started for that. So our weather today is a beautiful day. It really is absolutely gorgeous. Even though it is October 17th, it feels like a summer day. And my plea is if you want to go to the beach, to do that tomorrow if you didn't get there today. Today, really, the high was about 80 degrees, and it was absolutely beautiful. Tonight, we have some partly cloudy skies moving in with some patchy fog and a low of around 59. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, October 18th, we have a little bit of fog to start out our morning, and then it's going to be sunny and a high of 84, which is absolutely perfect. There's no wind in sight. Should be a great beach day. Tuesday night, we have a low of 60. So we were talking about frost last Monday, and this Monday, our low is 60, so that's not too bad. Thursday is another beautiful day with patchy fog and then mostly sunny with a high of 84. Thursday night, we are looking at a chance of showers, and Friday is our day where we have a 30% chance of showers, and then it's partly sunny with a high of 76. So it's one of the nicest weather forecasts I've been able to bring to you, so I do hope you enjoy it. Stay with us. We have one more commercial break, and then we'll be back in the studio with our guests today.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot in Hunterdon. It's October 17th. And what are we talking about in the studio? And who are we talking about these things in the studio? So I'm going to start out right away and introduce my first guest. I have two guests in the studio, so I'm going to make sure that we have their live mics here. So when I do some introductions here, they'll be able to help me. And we're talking about the Flemington Fine Artisans Show on Sunday, October 30th. And I'd first like to introduce you to Ina, who is the owner of Small Joy Studio, and ask you, Ina, to give your name and a little bit about what you do.
Thank you for having me here, Georgine. It's a pleasure. And my name is Inna Janibekova. I'm a local jewelry designer, artist. I have a studio on Main Street in Flemington. It's been 5 years that I had that business. And I just enjoy Flemington art life so much. I met so many wonderful people here, and the person with me here at the studio I want to introduce is another artist from Flemington, a bead weaver, my friend, Sheila Fernikas.
Hi, it's nice to be back here with you, Inna.
Sheila, thanks for joining us, and Inna, thanks for introducing Sheila to us in the studio and sharing about some of the great things that are going on about the Flemington Fine Artisan Show and your role in it, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yes, the show started how many years ago? 4 years ago, when I had a conversation with a friend, Sophie Shore from Roman Jewelers. Sophie is a great supporter of art. And we kind of came up with the idea of having a small, high-level art show. She suggested to do it in her store. So we had 12 people at the beginning, and it was just great. We had representatives from all aspects of art and craft. And after a couple of years, we decided that we need to grow a little, and we moved to a larger location. Now we have about 30 artists participating at Stengel Factory, which is a beautiful venue. I love it. The atmosphere there just goes so well with what we do. Sheila's been I think that she was playing a key role from the very beginning. She is a professional graphic designer. So she's been doing all the marketing materials for the show. And, you know, she's not only an artist who does the show with us, but, well, she's a great person, you know, and it's great to have her.
And she does a lovely job. I just posted a picture of the postcard that she designed, and you may recall from a show we did probably early in the summer or late spring, the FFA design was one of Sheila's creation for the logo, so tying that all together is great. I love details, but I don't want to get lost in the details without talking about the logistics of the show. Sheila, can you tell us when the show is, the times, and a little bit about the details?
Yes, the show this fall is Sunday, October 30th. We're going to be open from 10 to 4, and there's plenty of parking. It's really very comfortable. It's a wonderful place for folks to come to enjoy a day of shopping, appreciating fine art, enjoying great refreshments from Grateful Bites. And all I can say is that the Stengel Factory, which is a wonderful historic venue to begin with, becomes this magical place when you see all the artists setting their fine art and craft up. It's a lot of fun.
We have about 2 more minutes before our break, so we do have to pay the commercial. We have to do the commercial so I could pay the bills here. But I want to make sure people understand, when you say there's plenty of parking, is that free parking?
Yes, it's free parking. It's free admission.
And most fine artisan shows, there is usually a charge to get in, or at least a charge for parking. So this is really an opportunity if people want to really just take a look at some of the local artists. We're going to be talking about them, and actually we're going to have another artist call in. This is really about a movement of how we can appreciate exceptional handmade items and how we could support our local artisans in a venue that becomes magical, working with your sponsor, your catering sponsor, which is Grateful Bites.
I'm glad you're saying that, Georgine, because there's a lot of talent in this area. And my experience has been that customers and shoppers express how special it is to get handcrafted items from the artists themselves. And you get to speak with the artist to find out their stories, what inspires them, and it makes what you wind up owning and giving to others very special.
It absolutely does. All right, we're going to do a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those artists, what it's like to work with those artists, what kinds of things they'll be showcasing and will be available for sale, and a little bit about what goes into creating something. This really is about art. So stay with us here at Hot and Hunterdon.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterdon. And we were just speaking before the break about the Grateful Bites, which is the sponsor at the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. And I guess one of the things that I really appreciate about this event is that everything about it really is trying to be something that is special and that really speaks to us. Even the sponsor, which is Grateful Bites, I don't know if you know, I have a nonprofit background and ability to work as a nonprofit organization. So not only do they make their handcrafted gourmet food with lots of love, as their website says, from scratch, but they're also trained in helping others. And as a nonprofit organization, they actually are able to help different people find jobs and employment and careers and success where maybe they have had failures in the past. So it's really a great approach to supporting artists, and then a local nonprofit organization on Sunday, October 30th from 10 to 4. And I was able to go when you had your show, I guess it was Memorial Day weekend or thereabouts. And I really appreciated adding a little bit to my art collection and picking up another piece, couple pieces of stained glass, one for outside and one for inside. But Sheila, I know that you have some beautiful work there. Are there any special pieces you want to tell us about? You're an artist and a graphic designer, and that comes through in your pieces. Everything is so perfect. It really is the devil in the details for you.
I appreciate that. I think probably what sets my work apart is the way I layer colors and textures into my bead weaving. I think the other thing that does is that I like to combine sometimes unexpected items with the beadwork. And I'm having a lot of fun with polymer and steel wire that I think is making my work look very contemporary. But when you're saying something special, I just had a show this weekend and had created some necklaces using really yummy, transparent glass from the Czech Republic. Oh. And they were very popular, and I have to fill in now. I'm planning on making some more of those necklaces for Flemington. And they're just wonderful colors and make me smile. And I think people will really enjoy them.
And I think that's what people look for when they go to buy something, is something that they connect to and makes them smile or makes them feel beautiful. Ina, you have done recently some beautiful design work with earrings. Yes. And, you know, sometimes you put that little shiny piece in your earring and it catches the light, or you see yourself in the mirror and it makes you brighter and happier. And I know I'm hoping some of the pieces that you have been photographing will be some of the pieces you'll be selling.
Lately, I've been experimenting a lot with asymmetry. I made some very... I think that they're fabulous. Earrings that I call them, they're sisters, they're not twins. And, I plan to continue working on them. But I also do experimental enameling and painterly enameling. That's where I, instead of using paints, I paint my... shapes or designs using that powdered glass, and then I fire the pieces in the kiln at high temperature at 1450 Fahrenheit. I've been combining silver with overlaying silver on top of my enamels, creating kind of three-dimensional sculptural pieces. This is the way I want to work right now, and you will see some interesting ideas that I worked out recently.
And I think that's one of the nice things about this venue, is you can actually speak to the artist about how it was created, or was it this mad rush and you did 30 pieces all, you know, the mad scientist creating all night long, or did it take you 30 weeks to get the light just right and create one piece and then the other pieces all flowed from that? I find that that's really interesting. And I know when I was there at the last show, summertime, I bought a piece of stained glass from Dan Burstein.
Yes.
And New Hope Stained Glass. And the piece about that is it's an outdoor piece, and so it's at my walkway. And honestly, now that we're moving into a different season, I swear he came and changed the pieces, and they're different colors. They're so pink now, but it was so purple all summer long, and now I feel like I even went and checked it to see if it was broken or cracked or something changed to it. But that's the thing about art. It's alive. It's
My understanding with Dan also is that he was fascinated as a young boy with how light went through glass, and he's utilizing that now as well.
Yeah, I think he mentioned him observing and looking, studying how the light goes through icicles in winter. Well, we have other people who represent glass category at the show. They're all different. There is Karen Caldwell, who is a stained glass artist, the local artist who has...
She and her husband, Jeff, are in the Surgeonsville area. They've been doing glass work for a number of years. Not only like beautiful boxes of stained glass, they do ornaments, and they do installations, window panels.
Huge installations.
Inspired by botanicals.
Very nice.
She had a wonderful fish that I saw recently, and they're beautiful designs.
Yes. Scott Statz is another artist who does hot blown glass. He's from Hillsboro. So I'm very excited. He's new to the show. He's I'm very excited to have him over.
Now, when we say glass, and we have to break it down for you artists, and I have to say that I took some glass blowing classes, And that was some of the most difficult days of my life.
Oh,
so
it's not easy at all.
It is really.
And I tried fused glass, and it was me and the 10-year-old in Corning, and I have all kinds of respect for
And that didn't work either. So just so I can give people a sense, so something that is much more design-oriented, like an installation of a stained glass window, that's something where the artists on October 30th, they'll have pictures, they'll have a sample of their work.
Yes.
So if you need to do some custom work, you'll be able to get a sense of that and meet the artist. But will there be the practical things, the glasses that are made from the stained glass, blowing?
Yes, there are things for your garden, the things that you can buy
for
your
home.
There's a lot
of holiday ornaments, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
This is a great place to do shopping.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Start your holiday shopping here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So gifts, that's for sure. And then something for yourselves as well.
So besides jewelry, and we were just talking a little bit about the stained glass, there's so many other things that with the variety of different vendors. Do you have a sense of about how many vendors you have?
Well, we like to call them artists.
I'm sorry. Do we know how many artists we have?
We have 30 people doing a show with us this year, and we have a very good balance in various aspects of art and craft. There will be fine art represented by a few people, local artists. Some of them are new to the show. We're having... Bob Girardi is, I think that he is well known, you can say, now, a local miniature painter. He paints moody landscapes, old houses. He has a following. Helena Wannermick-Finn, she's so much fun. Her pastels show bright colors, scenes from life, you know, at the farm, rural areas, just wonderful. She's like very happy. I
love the personalities in her animals. They're wonderful, wonderful pastels.
So those are paintings we're talking about with her?
Yes, we're talking about paintings. A new person is Smita Rao. She's a printmaker and pastel artist. And Carol Harrison. Carol is a local artist from Flemington, and she is an ultra-realistic artist. She paints with acrylics. She makes pencil drawings, makes portraits of pets with pencils. She's been around for quite a while. I'm very happy that she decided to join the show this year. So with the fine art, yes, the last but not least is Alice Kelly. Alice is coming from Moorestown, New Jersey. And she is a collage artist. She rips the paper, cuts the paper, makes fabulous botanicals, landscapes, I don't know, still life paper paintings.
They are. They're beautiful.
It just simply must be seen to be believed. Yeah, she is a new person. She will be her first time at the show. So, oh, yeah, we have a very good mix of people, the ones who've been with us. So you can look forward for some people that you already shopped from, and there's some new people.
There was a woman, an artist, that she puts whimsical things in her artwork. You know, you open it up, and there'll be, like, another piece.
Oh, that's Eileen.
She's the one who's going to be calling in.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yes, that's Eileen, Chrisman Reader.
Excellent. So we have practical things, we have fun things, and we have beautiful things from all the different artists that will be at the show, about 30 different artists. And, again, this is on Sunday, October 30th, from 10 to 4. It's a free event. It's free parking. It's a great way to support local artists in the Hunterdon County and surrounding areas. And most importantly, you can come, you can meet the artists, you can look at their fine work, you can get a cup of coffee from Grateful Bites, you can get something from their gourmet selection of items, you can walk around, you can think about what types of holiday gifts you may be purchasing and start your Christmas or holiday shopping right then and there.
It actually turned out to be a great place for folks to see their neighbors and friends. It was quite the meeting place.
Oh, yes, it was. You can grab something to eat. Grateful Bites, they're planning to supply us with lunch and treats and various delectables. You can sit and have a lunch with your friends, relax a little bit, so you can spend some fairly pleasant afternoon, I think, with us.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to do our news break, and then when we come back, hopefully we'll have someone calling in, and there we go. And we'll have another artist joining us. Stay with us here at Hot and Hunterd In.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The allegation of any kind of quid pro quo is inaccurate and does not align with the facts. So there was no quid pro quo.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner responding to questions from reporters about released FBI documents showing State Department Undersecretary Patrick Kennedy asked the FBI to remark a classified email. According to the FBI agents describing the conversation, it was to be in exchange for the assignment of agents in Baghdad. Toner became more aggressive with the media as the questioning continued.
Any really assertion that this was somehow tit-for-tat or quid pro quo exchange of in that manner really, frankly, is insulting.
Rolling Stone magazine on trial today for a false rape story about the University of Virginia, an associate dean suing the magazine for nearly $8 million. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
A major offensive to retake Mosul from the terrorists underway. Here's Chris Barnes.
وَلَنْ يَكُونْ لِدَاعِشْ مَكَانْ بَيْنَنَا لَا فِي الْمُوصَلْ وَلَا فِي غَيْرِهَا.
That's Iraq's prime minister announcing the beginning of the operation to seize the country's second largest city from the terrorist army. The Iraqi army and Kurdish forces leading the way with backing from that U.S.-led coalition. And former general and former CIA chief David Petraeus says,
there's no question about the outcome of the fight. The challenge here is actually after the fight. It's governance.
Petraeus speaks on ABC's This Week. It's the last ISIS stronghold in Iraq. It's controlled it for 2 years. I'm Chris Barnes.
Dorothy's iconic red ruby slippers are being taken away for repairs. The Smithsonian announced they're removing the original 1939 Wizard of Oz props from the floor because they need to be repaired and restored. Museum started a Kickstarter to pay for the restoration of $300,000. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
After coming off the road after leaks from WikiLeaks showed many in the Clinton campaign disparaging the followers of Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator back on the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton. Here's more.
The Vermont senator is scheduled to attend two early vote rallies in Flagstaff and Tucson tomorrow. The Clinton campaign says Sanders will talk about Hillary's plan to build an economy that works for everyone, not just those folks with huge bank accounts. Chelsea Clinton is also scheduled to be here this week. She's expected to attend a Clinton rally at Arizona State University on Wednesday. Some experts believe Arizona could go blue this election cycle for the first time since 1996. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
The details of an arrest and indictment have been made in the case of the shooting of a bystander at a New York festival. Here's a story from Lisa G. in New York.
Pollo's mother, Vertina Brown, says it's still hard to think her only child is gone.
I'm heartbroken. It's really very overbearing.
The St. John's University student was fatally shot at the Juve Festival, the overnight gathering which precedes the West Indian Day Parade in Brooklyn. Reginald Moyes has been indicted in the murder. His attorney says politicians are to blame for letting this parade go on, putting the public at risk because of its violent history. Lisa G., New York.
A new poll shows many Americans actually do believe Donald Trump when he says November's election could be stolen. A poll conducted by Politico and Morning Consult finds 41% of registered voters say it's possible. USA Radio News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot 100 on October 17th. And we have with us on the phone now another artist who's joining us. Eileen, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Eileen, if you could say your name and if you have a studio name or any commercial name for your artwork, that would be wonderful. And we're talking about the show that's coming up on Sunday, October 30th, and we're excited to know that you're involved in it.
Hi, Eileen.
Well, thank you. My full name is Eileen Cressman Reeder, and that is what I go by in my business. And I'm excited about the show that's coming up. I just think it's such a wonderful gem of a show in Flemington. It's such a beautiful setting. There's so many talented artisans that are going to be there, and I really love the venue that's there. I'm going to be showing some of my Palmer Clay pieces. They are whimsical, and it took me a while to be comfortable with that. Usually when you study art, you're supposed to be so serious, and I had heard a TED talk with Sophie Scott, who is a cognitive neuroscience, and she had stated that you're 30 times more likely to laugh if you're with someone else than if you're alone. And what I found is that laughter and that humor and the whimsy, there's a power that starts connecting us. It connects me to the people that come and see my work, and I also get joy of seeing people interacting with each other when they open one of my pieces and see one of the little surprises inside. I have what I call Pandora's boxes because I do love puns.
Well,
I'd like to take credit for that, but no, my brother-in-law came up with that name.
Well, he's not listening. We don't have to give him credit if you don't want, Eileen. But it's great.
Well, pretend I did it.
It's great to know that you'll be at the show on Sunday, October 30th from 10 to 4. It's a one-day show, and it's at the Stengel Factory in Flemington with lots of parking and an opportunity to be able to interact with artists like Eileen and Ina and Sheila and many other artists with such a wide range of talent. And it sounds like, really, Eileen, that your ability to connect with people as an artist and to make them work or to make them work for a laugh or a smile or to walk away with something where they will get some joy out of your piece of what you created, such a personal experience. So thanks for sharing that. And is there any special way that you got started as an artist? Did it, after your training, it just came naturally, or is there any piece with the clay that you just started working with?
Well, what happened was I majored as an art education major with a concentration in painting, and I had taught a few classes in painting, and I really enjoyed it and did quite well. And then I expanded my horizons to do construction pieces. And what construction pieces are, it's like a mixed media piece. And I was working on a piece, and I needed an object, and I couldn't find it. And I thought, well, I'm going to try this Palmer clay. And that was it. I was hooked. I mean, it's such a wonderful medium for me because I can paint on it. I can carve it. It comes in all these different luscious colors that you can combine together. And then I started growing from there. And I just, I can't get away from not having whimsy in my pieces. It's just part of whom I am. So when you have a piece, you do have part of me. You have that whimsy. And hopefully when you look at that piece, you can connect and laugh.
Well, I think that's a really special gift, Eileen, that you share with people. And sometimes we don't know why we find the key to unlocking our art or our creativity, but sometimes just the right pieces or tools or instruments end up in our path so we can create something that can be enjoyed by others. Thank you so much for sharing that background with us. And I know you're looking forward to the show on October 30th. Do you already have your items ready that you'll be able to display and have for sale?
Yes, I do. I have a few of the, I am now making decorative suns that you can hang on your wall.
Nice.
And in fact, I had sold one, a small one, to a fellow artist, and she actually converted it into a pin. So it's versatile. It was not my intent, but I think it's great. I like when people take my things and put their own mark on it. I also sell what I call sun boxes, and they're little suns. They're sun faces, and then you also have a bottom to that sun, a little box bottom, and then you also get a little talisman. And what I like about it is that you get to be the artist. You get to create with the colors that you like on those faces, the colors that you like in the box, and the talisman of your choice.
Oh.
And that should bring you, hopefully make you happy when you wake up in the morning and see it. And if you're not having a good day, you can rub that talisman and hopefully rub those worries away. And part of the proceeds do go to the Craft Emergency Relief Fund. So that little box wonderful. Is a little special in my heart.
And it is nice that you get to create that piece yourself, really, from choosing from a wide range of colors and designs. Now, Eileen, before you leave us, I'd like to know if you would want to let people know if you have a website or information if they want to look at your work before the show on the 30th.
Yes, I do. It would be www.cressmanreader, that's CressmanRee, com.
Excellent. And I'll put a link on the Hot and Hunter in Facebook page. And if you want to like that page or share something on that page, we could put that out. I'm sorry you weren't in the studio for a picture, but we're really excited that you were able to call in and share a little bit about your story, what's behind the creation and your goal and your outcome as an artist and how you want to see people take a little bit of that with them, a little bit of that, what you create, that fun and that whimsy and that feeling that there is more to life than our worries, and our worries weigh us down. Our art sometimes lifts us up. So thank you, Eileen, so much for joining us. And
thank you, Eileen.
We will see you on October 30th.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone.
Thank you very much. And that was Eileen with us, who is one of the artists at the Flemington Fine Artisan Show, which is right here in Flemington on October 30th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This free event with free parking is a way to visit a lot of different area artists that have many different handmade art and craft items. And I want to just jump right back in because we haven't nearly finished the number of artists and types of art that will be there. So Sheila and Ina, I'm going to ask that we just jump right back in. We talked a little bit about some of the stained glass and a little bit about jewelry. We haven't mentioned one of my favorite things, pottery.
Yes. Oh, we have fantastic ceramic artists. This year, a person, John Cheer, with the Cheer Clay Studio, has joined us. He makes those very unusual decorative wall pieces where he combines clay and glass. He tells the story. It's quite fascinating. He experimented for a long time to be able to incorporate glass with glazes. So it, because it, I don't know, it can fall off or it can crackle and then fall off. But he mastered it, and the effects are just jewel-like and very bright and deep. So I'm glad that he's going to be there. Rosemary and Robert Fellner are local people from Old Mountain Studio. They make fantastic functional ceramic, and there's some whimsy stuff that I think Robert enjoys making. Janice Cutler-Gear has been with us for a couple of times already, and she is a porcelain ceramic artist. She is very. She has a very unusual style. She not only makes functional pieces, but there is some sculptural and some decorative. But she paints. And what does she do, Sheila? She uses interesting motifs, right?
Very mythical motifs. It's beautiful. Some look like Delft pottery. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's interesting. It's very painterly.
That's the word I was looking for.
And just to jump in for our listeners, there's difference between what most pottery is usually stoneware, and then, of course, there's porcelain mm-hmm. pottery, which is made from different kind of clay, and it's fired at a lower a cone. We call it a cone, but a lower temperature in the mm-hmm. kiln, and usually it's white clay. But it's usually a little bit different. So the white, what people usually call as white pottery or porcelain versus the stoneware. So it is really different, and it's nice to have the ability to look at both things and make the choice of what really is something you want to have in your home. We're going to do a quick commercial break, and then I hope we have a few moments to still talk about the wood and the fiber art that will also be on display with the artisans. I hope everyone stays with us at Hot and Hunterdon. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce.
building business, one business at a time.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're talking about the Flemington Fine Artisans Show on Sunday, October 30th, with some of the many great artists that will be there selling their creations. And it's also sponsored by Grateful Bites, which will have wonderful gourmet lunches available all throughout the day, even if you don't want to eat there. Many people were taking food home at the last show, have a cup of coffee, visit, and really get an opportunity to see these so many different assortments of artists that many who are local all in one place. And we're just talking about the ceramics artists. And I think there's
one more person who will want to mention, Sharon Hunter of a Mud Puppy studio. She makes ceramic tiles, and her work is very different. I really like the way she incorporates some of the tiles as tops of her boxes. She frames them. I own a couple of pieces from her. Really, really enjoy. My daughter loves the dragon.
Well, that is wonderful to have some, you know, a nice assortment within each venue. And certainly we've been talking about the jewelry. We started out talking about the creation that both you and Sheila have already made for the show. We talked a little bit about the stained glass artist that will be there. And some of the painting, we listened to one of the artists who uses a lot of pastels. That sounds lovely. Certainly pottery is always a wonderful thing to bring into your life, for something as simple as eating or drinking a cup of coffee can really change the experience. But I know you also have some fiber artists.
Yes.
And some people don't know what that is. Maybe someone could explain that for us, fiber art.
Well, fiber can take on a lot of different forms. In our case, one of the artists is Sandy Schmitz from Lansdale, Pennsylvania, and Sandy makes wonderful felted handbags. She starts out knitting these huge bags with no seams, and then through a felting process, she's either washing or pulling and pushing the fiber or boiling it vigorously. She's able to create wonderful shapes of handbags, and then she embellishes them with beadwork, with other textures, and you can use them over the shoulder or as carry-ons, and they're really quite fun to wear.
And that's nice to add something to your everyday life. If it's a mug or a new bag or some expression of yourself that goes with you wherever you go, that does add to your day.
It does, and sometimes it just takes a piece like that to kind of polish things off and make you feel really good that, yes, you're going to tackle the day. Another fiber artist is Kara London from Hunterdon, and most people in Hunterdon know her for her really beautiful paintings and two-dimensional work. And she takes that expression and that talent and does beautifully painted silk scarves, another accessory that, you know, sometimes you just need one little thing to finish your look off.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just exquisite. They're paintings in themselves.
Or sometimes you look like I do today. You need 10 nice things to try to pull off your day.
Well, I need some scarves and jewelry artists who could help you with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yes. And it is that one special thing. If it's the pin or the custom bracelet or it's that scarf that makes you feel special when you leave the house or when you're going somewhere that's difficult.
Yes.
It's that little talisman, what you touch and centers you.
It makes you feel like I got this.
It really does. Sometimes we all need that. We can't always have a cheering section every day, but we can have a beautiful silk scarf or a pin or a bracelet or a pair of beautiful earrings that catch the light just right.
Well, speaking about wearables, Celeste Angelo of Crankcraft Socks. She comes from Quakertown, Pennsylvania, and she specializes in socks. She knits them. You know, it's very engaging. She brings that circular sock knitting machine that is a very, very old machine she found somewhere, and she restored it. And I think it's just fun to watch her, but her socks have really fun, and you know, talking to an artist and, like, you know, watching her making those things, it just makes everything so special. I think it makes a conversation piece. You know, you're wearing those socks and everybody wants to know, like, where did you get those really nice socks?
Well, not only that, once you wear knitted socks like that, you don't want to go back to anything else.
It's true. Yeah. Well, not only, well, kids are not forgotten, by the way. You know, I wanted to say that we're having Jill Spiro of Little Bee Natural Organics, and she makes organics clothes for children. She uses her own designs to embellish the clothing. And come on, people, you know, you can find grandparents will definitely be very grateful to look for presents. It makes it easy for them and, well, young parents as well. Well, I think that we should definitely mention Irina Skana, who is also in fiber category. She is making those fun felted toys and accessories and hats. Well, you see, we have everything. There is, you know, something for your head, something for your, you know, the jewelry is there, and socks, scarves. So come and see her toys, Irina's toys. They're lots of fun. So we want to...
It's really, there's so many other artists that we don't even have time to mention,
no.
But come on down and you'll be really thrilled and surprised to see this.
And what we could say is that the Flemington Fine Artisan Show has its own Facebook page. We could put a link on the Hot and Hunterdon page, and there you'll see a lot of pictures of the artists, their individual work, including the socks that we were just discussing here at Hot and Hunterdon are... Hour goes so quickly on the radio, but again, I just want to say this is a wonderful way to support artists that are mostly local, as you heard from some of the descriptions here that Sheila and Ina were sharing about the artists and what brought them to creation to be able to sell their items. The show itself is called the Flemington Fine Artisan Show.
You can see pictures on our Facebook page. We're
absolutely
actually featuring the artists there, and you can see it for yourself or find their own websites, the artists' websites.
Absolutely. And this event, again, is Sunday, October 30th from 10 to 4 at Stengel Factory in Flemington. I believe you could put Church Street in, and that would get you to, would that be a good address? Or we could put
Mine
an address.
Mine Street, I think.
Mine Street.
Good, yeah.
Oh, here it is, 50 Mine Street in Flemington.
5050. So mm-hmm.
We can use that for your GPS. Admission and parking are free. I want to thank Sheila and Ina today for sharing part of their day with me. I always enjoy having you both in the studio to talk about your creations and how you are able to showcase what is in your head and have a venue for that in your different artwork so that it is pleasing to your eye. And you're both perfectionists, and I appreciate the work that you're doing to supporting local artists and having a great event here in Flemington. I hope everyone goes to meet you and lets them know that you heard about it here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The allegation of any kind of quid pro quo is inaccurate. And does not align with the facts, so there was no quid pro quo.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner responding to questions from reporters about released FBI documents showing State Department Undersecretary Patrick Kennedy asked the FBI to remark a classified email. According to the FBI agents describing the conversation, it was to be in exchange for the assignment of agents in Baghdad. Conner became more aggressive with the media as the questioning continued.
Any really assertion that this was somehow tit-for-tat or quid pro quo exchange of in that manner really, frankly, is insulting.
Rolling Stone magazine on trial today for a false rape story about the University of Virginia, an associate dean suing the magazine for nearly $8 million. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
A major offensive to retake Mosul from the terrorists underway. Here's Chris Barnes.